flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
they seek a Rastra, the master. How can I light the lamp of inner consciousness? And the master took a candle, a burning candle, and handed over to the disciple and said, light this candle. The disciple said, it is already lit. The master said, so also, the inner lamp is already lit. Just know it. Just realize it. Spirituality is about knowing the ignited flame which is already there. It's not about bringing light from somewhere. The flame, the light, the luminosity is already there. Just know it. Just realize it. Pause and know. Baba said, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the eyes of Baba. You are the light for the world. But you must know one thing. Even the bulb should be connected to the power source. You are the light for the world. But Baba is the spiritual light house. The spiritual power station. And you need to remain plugged in. So that your inner light doesn't dim. So the Murli starts with this self-respect. You are the light of the world. This light indicates inner illumination. This light indicates inner awareness. If this light gets extinguished, then there will be inner darkness. And the darkness is very deep. When the inner light goes away, inner light is the consciousness, is the awareness, is the mindfulness. The moment you become unconscious, the moment you enter into spiritual coma, whatever you do, whatever you remain, brings a series of darkness, or sorrow, and frustration. So the first thing is, Noor, light, stay ignited. And knowledge is light. Awareness is light. Remembrance is light. Purity is light. The second point, the garland of love. Baba said at Amrit Vela, I am receiving so many garlands. This Murli is of 18th January 1982. This garland of love indicates collective consciousness. This garland of love indicates interconnected divinity. Every pearl of this garland had Mera Baba and Va Baba written on it. It's an Amrit Vela time and Baba is listening songs of love. Love songs. We listen to songs the whole day. Baba listens to songs at Amrit Vela. But mind well, he doesn't love to listen your snores. He loves to listen the love songs. The song of love, the song of gratitude, the song of attainments, the song of joy, the song of happiness, the song of supersensuous bliss, the song of new life, the song of divine birth. So, morning time, Baba is very busy in listening to love songs. The third is the crowning ceremony, Tajposhi. The crown of responsibility. The disciple persists, how will I get this crown of responsibility? And the master says, don't be impatient. Once you are ready to bear the responsibility, silently you will get crowned. The crown will come to you on its own accord. You don't have to bring it. You don't have to make efforts to gain it, to attain it. When the soul is ready, the crown, the soul will get crowned. The crown is the reward for your readiness. The crown is the reward for your preparedness. So, the crown of responsibility. The next part of the Murli is about will, spiritual legacy. What spiritual legacy you will leave behind if you die? Baba is mentioning about Brahma. He left behind a legacy of power, of love. His final moment, his final words were like a seed, and that bore a tree with variety fruits. Such tree is so weird, but it represents unity in diversity. The tree has got many different fruits, and you are that fruit. Each fruit is different. This is a beautiful depiction of that tree, where there is a single tree, but the tree has got mango as well as grapes, as well as pineapple. All the different variety of fruits you could think of. Science is trying hard to create such a tree. Yet unsuccessful. But Baba said, this tree is here and now. You are the fruit of this tree, and the tree, the huge tree, the seed of that tree is the thought of Brahma. So what you think at final moment shapes your destiny. Will. So what you have to do from today's Murli? 1, 1, 2, 2. First task, create a journal and keep writing whenever you get time. My Baba, Mera Baba. In that journal. The second important task and a noble task. This is the will, the format, the draft. Before dying, people write their will. So today, you have to write and sign this will. This is the spiritual will. And there are two columns in this. What you leave behind and what you are going to give to others. But remember, it's not about your money and bank accounts. This is the spiritual will. So, there is a date, there is name, and there is location. And the subject is spiritual will. I dash. Write your name. In full awareness and alignment with my spiritual journey, lovingly and peacefully draft this will to share my virtues, blessings, and contributions with all beings of and the world. So, you have to write three things you are going to leave behind before dying. And what you are going to give to others. First, to your beloved ones. Second, to the world. And third, to the Brahmin family. And your last desire. And signature and name. And there should be two witnesses. So this is the format, the draft. of the spiritual will, what you're going to leave behind. Think, if I die now, what is the spiritual legacy? Brahma died and what he left behind. You die and what you leave behind. So write three things in what you are going to leave behind. It could include some virtue, some wisdom, some piece of advice. What are you going to leave behind? Blessings. And what are you going to give to others? What you have as your spiritual legacy. Your wealth, your money, your status, your position, your relationships. Everything is so ephemeral. Everything will be left behind. What is the real treasure that you are going to leave behind? To leave behind the footprints on the sand of life. What you are going to give to this Brahmin family, what you are going to give to this world, to your beloved ones. Think, churn, contemplate. If I now die this moment, what I leave behind? What is the spiritual legacy? So this is a good exercise. If you want, you can have a stamp over there. 100 rupee stamp, 500 rupee stamp. It should be notarized. With some. Don't post to Madhavana. We are already flooded with gifts and other things. So, Baba said, this day is the day of love. This day is the day of power. This day is the day of Vardhan. This day is the day of crowning. This day is the day of love, of garland of love. This day is the day of illumination, the spiritual illumination, the divine illumination. Get enlightened. When you are enlightened with spiritual wisdom, when you undergo the process of spiritual ascension, the world is ignited, lit. The ascending stage of your spiritual life is the blessing for the world. The world is in sorrow, in suffering. Every moment is a moment of grief. There is no respite. There is no peace. Not an iota of love. Stay alert. Stay awake. And the method to stay awake is to remind yourself who you are, what you are, what you have to do. Take Murli, study it, revise it, find different methods, novel methods of understanding it. So make this journey and keep writing, scribbling. Mera Baba. Write your will. Think of what are those two responsibilities Baba has given me. One this, two this, and two this. What are the two responsibilities I have? The greatest responsibilities of my life. What I have to do before I die. This is the work, the task that has been assigned to me. And I have to complete within a stipulated period of time. Have I done it? Have I completed it? Or am I busy in my own household chores? Household petty and trivial things? In sustaining those trivial relationships which are always unsustainable and unstable. Those relationships where there is nothing but selfishness. That small family which I think is mine, but is nothing but an eternal source of frustration and sorrow for me. Move out. enter into the divine world of unlimited brotherhood. The whole world is the family. Where I am, what I am, what I have to do. Lost in my own sorrows and sufferings and pains and frustration. Come out. So what is the responsibility? Right? Such two responsibilities you have to fulfill. And the last point, study the Murli. And what are the two qualities? There is no direct mention of any quality. But find out, search. What two qualities of Brahma are discussed in this Murli? So today's task is 1-1 and 2-2. 1, make a Mera Baba journal. And keep writing. Scribbling. Jotting down. Whenever and wherever you get time. Write your will. We will share this format in the group. What you are going to leave behind, 3 such things, and what you will give to others, 3 such group of people. And get it signed by 2 witnesses. You have to write the date, the name, and from where you are. In full awareness. Don't write in the state of unconsciousness or intoxication. You are writing your will. This will stay after your death. Taj, crowning, do your own crowning ceremony. Self-styled and self-crowned. And the last task is study this Murli and find out what are the two qualities of Brahma are discussed in this Murli. They are not directly mentioned anywhere. The Murli is an abstract text, heavily loaded with metaphors, with similes. There are no direct teachings there. It's extremely complicated, extremely intricate and complex. It's not that you follow this, you follow this. It is a text, a flow. The speaker is just talking casually. He is not there to teach you. He has just come to meet. It's a non-formal, informal conversation. It may appear a monologue, a boring task, a text with no pictures and no big fonts, the same color, no pictures anywhere, no jokes, nothing. Convert the text into colorful picture, a creative task, a homework, a workshop, a seminar, a debate, a discussion, a song, a dance, a poem, a picnic, whatever you want. The text, the raw material is given unto you. Create a spiritual collage. Om Shanti.